Twin Kit. Boys.
Oh,
yes. Twin gay boys, Raven.
That's not fair.
My Brad.
That's you, Brad.
That's you, Raven. I don't want him coming in here anymore.
He just said,
and buy the DVD.
Which one of your twins is gay?
$10. That's not fair. He's making a joke. He's lying. He's a gay liar. That's what he is, a gay liar. Let me recap for you, okay? Patty Heaton, queen bitch of
queen
all
bitch,
time.
Yes.
Doris Roberts, odor problem. Peter Boyle, Alzheimer's. And that makes it Brad Garrett gay.
And with the insignificant girl. Who's
and the insignificant girl steals. Kleptomaniac. Okay. Steals everything. All wasn't right, nailed man. Down, she'd be screwed.
All right,
and I'm
you.
Off to sit on my money.
Okay.
That's right. I'm going to play golf with fat Kevin James and sit on my money.
Oh, watch that. I think he's coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, really? No problem.
Kevin James.
I can handle that.
The real Kevin James.
Oh, the really, really.
The real Kevin James.
Someone tell Mike.
Well, I don't know for
why don't
sure,
you come
Mike.
A little earlier, asshat? All right? You can find these things out. I'm going golfing with Mr. Karmazin. Having a good time, really. Yeah. It's great being me.
How's Les?
Man. Les Moonves?
Yeah.
The king of the world.
How about
the
that?
Top, the Tower of Pisa.
How about his, great. Cute China girl?
Hey, man, don't. That's gotten all the way to the top. You are screwing yourself. You are screwing yourself. They're going to dig a shallow grave
who's
for you
talking
and
out?
Put you in it.
Mike or Ray?
Both of us. Knock it off with the thing, the China girl.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing? Trying to get yourself fired?
Thank you, Ray.
Hot soy sauce, though, baby. Amen.
Okay.
Don't mind telling you. See you later. Later.
See you on the flip side, Ray. He's all cocky.
Yeah.
We were going to have that on Friday. We never got to it because there was too much smear factor going on.
Ow.
So how about that? One of Ray's twins is gay.
He gets uptight about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Gay Ray.
Gay Brad.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
And don't forget, because we work for CBS,
yes.
That DVD is on sale now. You know, really, why not just take $10 and use it as toilet paper tonight?
It really. Is such a bargain. What
fun.
Is it? It's the first, the pilot,
yes,
and the final episode.
Right. Yeah. You know how you save $10? You just tell TiVo, tape these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you don't have a TiVo, if you've got the old type VCR, mm-hmm. simply program. You'll get the first episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. You get the last episode. They run them all.
Yeah, you can spend the $10, but you still have to go up to the shelf and put it in the machine. TiVo, it's right there for you.
With just a button.
Beautiful TiVo.
Yeah, they'll appreciate that commercial.
And boy, TiVo, from what I understand, screwed a lot of people. This happens a lot with TiVo. Desperate Housewives right. on Sunday right. went till 10:04.
Yes.
And if you TiVo'd it, you missed seeing the last 4 minutes when the chick gets stabbed and when the plumber comes in and is about to get shot.
Why did it go over? Was it a golf tournament or something like that?
No. They do it on purpose now.
Oh, wow.
The networks do this on purpose.
So they can't. So you can't TiVo it?
Well, they do it so that you're not going to be tempted to change channels to find something that's right. better.
Now, they've been trying. I mean, the network sometimes will notify the TiVo people so that they'll adjust your grid by a few minutes either way so you'll get it. But this was one of those cases where apparently it didn't.
Well, hey, listen. This music is playing not only because it's great. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rosie.
Great music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Playing this music because we're giving away a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, man, we just keep giving.
Every day in the month of May, courtesy of Independence Air. Don't forget your happy bags, flyeye.com. Here's how we're giving away today's Vegas trip. You ready?
Thank you.
You're welcome. But you're going to do the drive-through game. Don't know exactly what it is that we're going to have you say. I got something that I think will work today. But we've got all the, you know, standbys. Don't Call Me Chief and the Marco Polo and I Love You.
Right.
Thinking today with American Idol, maybe we'll just do a Seacrest. Maybe if you just go to the window and they go, hi, you know, welcome to McDonald's, and you go, Seacrest. And you have to wait until they say, out.
That's a tall plan.
I know it is. It's the drive-through window game. Anyway, you go through the drive-through at any fast food place. You give us a call at 877-365-3636. We'll give you 60 seconds. If you get them to say what we want you to have them say,
it's easy, Chief.
You win the trip to Las Vegas. Mike, don't call me Chief.
Bingo!
Don't call me Chief.
That's right, Chief.
So call now if you want today's trip to Vegas, okay? 877-365-3636.
Seacrest, out!
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon.
And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right. Winner in the victory circle. I can't get it.
Oh, man. Look at what she's doing.
Here it comes.
Oh.
Wait, shake it, shake it, shake it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, shake it, shake it, shake it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Come on now. Squeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party girl.
Squeal like a pig. You goddamn poodle.
Man, happy Holly.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
That tape was a rejoiner with this girl that's on the morning Fox morning show here on Channel 5 in D.C.
Holly Morris.
She is the most hyperactive bitch on television. They send this broad goes to anywhere. Like, it's where's Holly Morris today? Well, have you ever wondered why we get such great fudge from the state of Maryland? Like, who knew they get fudge? Yeah. I'm in Westminster, Maryland today, and they dress her up in the chef's outfit, and she's...
We're going to make taffy.
She's out there with the ATVs. And
total energy, too, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. She's so annoying. I've said for years, she is like an overstrung poodle. She really is. And this morning I'm watching Channel 5, and... And incidentally, Lark McCarthy, if you're listening, honey, for those of us who remember back in the day, do yourself a favor. Stay behind the desk.
Oh,
do
no.
not go to a shot where you're going to be standing. Because there was a time when Lark McCarthy...
It's safe to say we're not going to be invited into the hallways of Channel 5 anytime soon.
Oh, listen,
soon.
Screw Channel 5. You know, do you know, is there anybody gayer?
We were.
Winner!
We were there once.
Is there anybody gayer for American Idol than us?
Homo!
No one.
I mean, we spend an entire half hour every week discussing what happened on this show.
All right.
Not once has Channel 5 called us to come up, not that we would do it, but they've not, every week they have like different DJs on with their take on American Idol.
We'd at least like to get the opportunity to say no.
Okay. And I'm sure it'll never happen because of the things we've said about Holly Morris.
Right.
But I'm watching it this morning, and now keep in mind it's 7:30 here, so it's 4:30 in California where she's at. For the American Idol thing, because this passes for news on Channel 5.
Of course.
It's like, five dead in the district, serial rapist is still out, a subway train is off the tracks, and also, don't forget tonight, it's American Idol.
Right.
Let's go out to Hollywood, where Holly Morris is standing by.
Holly does Hollywood.
So, and they've got the little graphic of her head, you know that cheap TV graphic where it's supposed to look like animation,
right.
But it's really like her in a little car with a Hollywood sign, and her head is just doing that almost like bad South Parker.
Yeah, they all do it. Every local news
back
show
and forth. Anyway, they go to her and they go, I'm so excited to be at the Kodak Theater, and I'm here with Dean Padowitz. And it's that tool that does Ryan Seacrest's hair.
So it really is like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right, and it's the only. I'm thinking he's the only guy that would say to be on TV. Sure, I'll get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts chatting with him, and I got mad because Dean Banowitz, who is Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser, has been on our show before, been funny, been a pretty good guest.
Mm. Yeah, he was on once and he was real funny. He was on a second time and he was no energy at all.
The second, you still got his pins, Rob?
Yeah.
Second time we had the guy on, it was on the phone, I think, before last season's American Idol was about to wrap up. Anyway, the guy's energy was like this. Yes, hello, Donna Mike. What can I answer for you about American Idol?
Right.
You know, it's like the whole thing had gone to his head. So we've cut off our relationship with Dean Banowitz.
Did he tweak it up for Holly Morris?
Oh, my God. And he started doing this thing with her. Because, you know, she is like a dog. She really is like a poodle.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an attractive woman.
Right.
But she's like the Kathy Lee thing. You would have to duct tape her mouth if you're going to have sex with her. She's doing the thing where she's going, what do you think of my hair? Do I need extensions? Am I LA enough? What do you think? Wait. And he's just so willing, great.
Over the top.
Yeah. He's just so...
Yeah, he's turning it all on.
Let me tell you something, Holly. Your hair is great. Yeah, out here in Los Angeles, hair is everything. And, well, Lark, back to you. What can I say? But everybody's excited out here in Hollywood. It's only 4:30 in the morning. Back to you, Lark. And then they go to Lark McCarthy, who 20 years ago was just a piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
And now all she is ass.
Oh.
Honey, Lark, please, darling, sit behind the desk. You've still got a beautiful face. I don't need to know that below the neck you're Susan Kidd.
Wow.
Really? I'm sorry it hurts.
You have
seriously giving them your most honest analysis.
And,
yes,
and if she would like to put my picture up on TV tomorrow and say I'm a fat ass,
right.
Go ahead.
Rock and roll.
Go ahead.
But it's all tonight, American Idol. Very exciting.
On Fox. And that's all Channel 5 News has been all
yeah,
week.
That's all
right?
I need to know.
It's like no matter what... And really, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you this time, kid.
This is going to be really scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
Here's how it starts. It's like... Bum, ba-da-ba-bum, ba-da-ba-bum. Fox 5 News at Noon. A deadly day in Iraq. The serial rapist has been found. And... Tonight, it's the final Bo versus Gary on American Idol.
You know, the thing that's the phenomenon about this is they're not the only ones. I mean, the other networks are giving it pub.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is a phenomenon. It's so hot now, it's so popular that the other networks have thrown their hands up in the air and said, we're going to cover it too.
Right. Tonight, what's on Against It? Well, now the finale of Lost is on Against It tonight.
No, yeah. That's a rerun. Tonight's episode of Lost is a rerun of last week's show. Finale for Lost is tomorrow night.
Oh, so they're giving up on that. Okay, well, CBS, they're very brave.
Uh-huh.
They're running NCIS against American Idol.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll have a hard
time. And the Contender. And then tomorrow night, Rob was just telling me American Idol tomorrow night is 2 hours.
That's crap. Now, see, that's again, once again, it's just like when they made 24 2 hours. 24 could have been 1 hour. It would have been fine.
Well, I like at least 24 is exciting to watch. And,
well, there's content, so yes, but don't you agree that they could have... Shortened it. I mean, I do. I seem to feel that in the first hour of 24, even though the numbers were probably the same, it just seemed to me that they were breaking every 2 minutes.
The last 24 last night was actually two episodes because didn't they run credits?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
Two solid episodes.
Yeah, they did.
If they'd stopped sooner, it would have only been 23.
Last half hour was a little slow on 24, but still it was good. My point about American Idol is, like, tomorrow night, it's 2 hours. Now, I'm going to be a lemming like everybody else, and I'll sit my fat ass down. You're listening to Art McCarthy, and I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. I'm not going to see anything good until 9:58. You dig what I'm saying?
Of course.
The show comes on at 8. All you're really waiting to see is which one of these losers is going to be your American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to wait 2 hours.
I don't think I'm going to watch it tomorrow night. Because I want both of them to win.
I understand.
Haven't they both already won?
Yes, they have. Aren't they winners by having made it this far, Mike?
I just can't watch the person lose.
We've all won.
They're both so incredibly deserving.
Tomorrow, they'll have to do like the red carpet arrival because there'll be celebrities there. And then there'll be production numbers where they'll probably bring back the top 12.
Will they have all of the old losers out there?
They probably will. And you know what? They'll probably...